Thaksin returns to the U.S. Former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat is back in the same country and the same city that he was visiting when he was ousted by a coup in 2006. The fugitive ex-premier landed in New York on Tuesday, local time, and went for dinner at a downtown restaurant where supporters and opponents greeted him in a small demonstration. Thaksin appeared to be accompanied by three Thai bodyguards wearing red shirts. He was greeted by the owner and staff of the Pong Si Thai restaurant in the central Manhattan section of New York City. As he ate, a couple dozen Thais were on the pavement outside. A few of the hand and foot clappers favored at Bangkok rallies were seen, both in yellow and red. One Thai woman had a combination red-yellow clapper. There were no incidents or confrontations, and the Thais who went to greet Thaksin at Pong Si restaurant were mostly good-natured. There has been no word from Washington on how Thaksin obtained a visa, since U.S. law bans convicted felons from receiving visas or entering the U.S. On the other hand, the U.S. government can give waivers. It was not known if this had happened in Thaksin's case. It is also unknown whether he used his Thai passport or one from another country. Not surprisingly, Thaksin's opponents back here in Thailand immediately called for his extradition. Suriyasai Gattasila, the coordinator of the Green Politics Group, lashed out at the United States for allegedly breaching its extradition treaty with Thailand. He said Thailand had cooperated with the U.S. in the past, extraditing the terrorist Tambali and the weapons dealer Victor Bout. Earlier, ex-Foreign Minister Kasit Pibrom had even suggested Thailand should break relations with Washington if U.S. authorities allowed Thaksin to visit. That's clearly not going to happen under the present Thai government.